So Rabosai, let me just outline what the questions that we want to address in today's shiur are going to be. There's a double structure in Purim with regard to which days are Purim. On the one hand, we have the fundamental structure, which is called Yudalit and Tesvav, and that's one structure, and we have to compare. We can compare that, and as a subcategory of that, we have to ask whether it's 2 days of Purim for everybody or it's 1 day of Purim for everybody. Meaning, is there any significance or status to Purim on Tesvav for the Bnei Ayoros who are celebrating Purim on Yudalit, or is Tesvav for them just another day of the year? And the reverse, would the day of Yudalit be meaningful and generate any sort of obligations or dinim for the Bnei Akrochim who are celebrating Purim on the 15th? So that's structure number one. Within that structure, we have to talk about various dimensions of Purim. We have to talk about the obvious is Kriyas HaMegillah, that Kriyas HaMegillah will only be on Yudalit for the Bnei Hayoros, and only be on Tesvav for the Bnei Akrochim. There's no overlap here. But with regard to other dimensions of Purim, it becomes complicated. And it becomes an issue, as we'll see in the Sugyas HaGemara. And it's interesting, when you come to the table here, you have to leave out everything that you knew until now, because when you study Gemara, you know, the Gemara hasn't come to all the maskanas that we know of, right? So for example, if I would tell you that you're not allowed to do malacha on Purim, you'd laugh at me, but in the Gemara it's a very serious issue. In the Megillah itself it's an issue, the Gemara calls it a yontif. And then if I would go a step further and say to you, not only am I enjoined from doing malacha on Purim, but I can't do malacha for 2 days of Purim, for 48 hours, meaning even though I belong to the Yudalit group, I'm also malacha even on Tesvav. That's one dimension. Then we could talk about Mishteh v'Simcha, okay? Again, Megillah for sure is a division between Yudalit and Tesvav. There's no overlap, but when we get to Isur Malacha, it's more complicated. Then we can talk about Mishteh v'Simcha. And here we're going to see a Rambam on the one hand and a Rambam on the other hand. As the Rambam sees a strict distinction between Yudalit and Tesvav, there's no overlap as far as Mishteh v'Simcha. So if I live in Yerushalayim, I'm not making any sort of party on Yudalit. Again, I can go ahead and make a party. It's always good to make a party, but it's not halachic. Whereas the Rambam is going to say, no. You know, we're going to advocate a Suda and a Mishteh on both days of Yudalit and Tesvav, for everybody, as we'll soon see. And then we get to the issue of Iser Hesped V'Tainis, which is another dimension of Purim. And here, once again, we're going to ask whether or not there's an Iser Hesped V'Tainis for 2 days of Yudalit Tesvav for everybody, or again, it's relative to where you are. If you're in this group, you have an Iser Tainis on that day. If you're in the Ad group, you have an Iser Tainis on the other day. That's all what I call Hakofa Aleph. Then we get to Hakofa Beis. And here we're going to talk about what's called Adar Rishon as opposed to Adar Sheni. And once again, we're going to ask ourselves, are there any dinim of Purim to Adar Rishon in an Ibriyar, like for example this year? And that question itself is too general. We'll have to break it down into its component parts. Would there be, for example, an Iser Hesped V'Tainis on Adar Rishon? Would it be an Iser Hesped V'Tainis on both Yudalit and Tesvav, if let's say I live in Tel Aviv? And then we're going to ask ourselves another question. What about Mishteh v'Simcha? And this is going to be really wild. Again, that's why I say we have to leave out all our preconceived notions when we come to the table here, because it's quite possible that there's going to be a Chiyuv Seuda and Mishteh on two Adars. And then we're going to have to break it down into Yudalit and Tesvav. So let's assume that we're dealing with Yudalit now. Is there Suda and Mishteh on Yudalit Vadar Aleph? And then we're going to talk about Iser Hesped V'Tainis. That's always a little bit easier, meaning it's on a lower level, and it could be that there's an Iser Hesped V'Tainis on both Yudalit and Tesvav Vadar Aleph, in addition to other days. In other words, that Purim on an Ibriyar would generate 4 different days of an Iser Hesped V'Tainis, possibly 4 different days of a mitzvah of Suda and Mishteh, as wild as that sounds to us. And that's going to be our discussion. Now, this discussion really goes back to the Gemara itself, but we're going to sort of shortcut, and we're going to start with the Rambam and the Ramah, and then we're going to ask a whole bunch of kashas on the Ramah based on the Gemaras, and then we'll see if we can plow forward and somehow defend the Ramah. That's the goal for today. The Rambam, I think, is very clear in setting up the rules and regulations that apply for the two-day Purim. And when I say two-day Purim, I mean two-day Purim for everybody. And he says the following. This is Perek Beis Mehilchos Megillah. I have it on that page if you see it. Halacha Yud Gimel. Shnei Yomim Elu Shein Arbasar V'Chamisha Sar Asurim Behesmin V'Tainis L'chol Adam B'chol Makom. You know, the Rambam couldn't be more explicit about it. He says, "Bein lebnei akrochim shem osim chamisha sar bilvad, bein lebnei ayoras shem osim arbasa bilvad. Shnei hayomim ha'elu asurim behesped v'tainis." So there's an iser hesped v'tainis for both days of Purim, meaning Yudalit and Tesvav, lechol adam bechol makom. Then the Rambam adds another chiddush into the equation, and he says, "Bein ba'ader rishon u'bein ba'ader sheni." So on an ibyar, we're going to have 4 days of iser hesped v'tainis. This is according to the Rambam halacha l'maisa. There's no hesped, no tainis, neither on the 14th or 15th of Adar sheni, or even on the 14th or 15th of Adar rishon. Now the Mefarshim of Adayik from the Rambam, and we'll see this in the sugyas to support the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't say anything in this presentation about Simcha u'mishta. The Rambam is only focused and limited to Iser Hesped V'Tainis. The Rambam doesn't jack it up one level beyond that and require that a Tel Avivi has to make a Suda and a Mishta on Tesvav, and a Yerushalmi has to make a Suda and a Mishta on Yudal. That the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam only says there are two yomim for everybody as far as Iser Hesped V'Tainis is concerned. And if you have any doubts about it, let's read the next halacha in the Rambam, because he really clarifies this. And he says the following. Mitzvahs yom arbasar libnei. Again, he has kfarim here, but again, the kfarim is a little more complicated. There are different types of kfarim and different scenarios, but libnei hayoros. Let's just go with the simple case. V'yom chamisha so libnei krochim. Now he's talking about yudalit exclusive for the bnei hayoros, tesvav exclusive for the bnei krochim. No overlap here. Lios yom simcho mishte. So when am I going to celebrate Purim as a day of Simcha Mishta? It depends. If I'm from the Bnei Yoros, it's on the 14th. If I'm from the Bnei Akrochim, it's going to be on the 15th. There's no overlap. There's no L'chol Adam and L'chol Makom. The L'chol Adam, L'chol Makom for Shnei Yomim of Yudal Tesvav is only as far as Iser Hesped V'Tainis. You see very clearly that the Rambam holds that Iser Hesped V'Tainis is a different halacha, not to be identified with Simcha Mishta. And this halacha of Iser Hesped V'Tainis is sort of like, if I can call it basic, you know, it's like that's the bare bones of Purim, and that bare bones of Purim we can apply for Shnei Yomim, B'chol Adam, B'chol Makom. But when you get to the real Purim, in a positive sense, the Kiyum of Simcha and Mishta, then the Rambam says it depends. Do you belong to this group, or do you belong to that group? Then the Rambam establishes Mutar Basias Melacha. Again, it doesn't matter where you are. Both days of Yudalit and Tesvav are Mutar Basias Melacha. In the Gemara itself, that's an issue. Because the Gemara is going to quote a Megillas Tainis, and the Megillas Tainis seems to indicate, at least in the Havamin of the Gemara, that there's an Iser Melacha on both of these days. Not only that, the Pasuk itself talks about 2 days of Purim, and it mentions Yontif. let me just read the pasuk to you again. If I had a Megillah here, a Megillah says, I don't know if there's one floating around, but if you open up to Perek Tes, pasuk of Aleph, it says Lios Osim Es Yom Arbasar Lechodesh Adar Ve Es Yom Chamishasar Bo Bechol Shana Veshana, and the previous pasuk mentions Yontif. So the 2 days of Yudalid and Tesvav are days of Yontif, and therefore the Gemara postulates that there should be an Isur Malacha on Purim, just like there's an Isur Malacha on Yontif. And then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that there is no Isur Malacha. Why is there no Isur Malacha? It's not clear. At one point in the sugya, Ben, the floor is going to be yours in just a second, it seems that the people of Israel did not accept the original presentation of Yontif. It was like a Gzeres Yefshal Lamod Ba. And what I call this the system of checks and balances, and the people rejected the Isur Malacha on Purim. But theoretically, in terms of defining Purim as a Yontif, there should have been a Yontif that generates an Isur Malacha. Ben?
Are there any Mefarshim that look at the Vav and that Pasuk from Megillah as an or as opposed to end for the 14th day?
Could be. We're going to go with the assumption of the Rambah, because again, keep in mind the Rambah, we didn't read the Rambah inside yet, but the Rambah seems to assume that there's Mishteg Simcha for everybody on both days, on Yudalit and Tesvav. Yes. So when he reads that Pasuk, and the Torah is defining, and the Megillah, I should say, if I say the word Torah, you know I mean the Megillah. And the Megillah defines these 2 days as days of Yontif, from the Rambah's perspective, that means the whole kit and caboodle. Even Isur Malacha, except that the Gemara says they didn't accept that. But as far as Mishteh V'Simcha is concerned, then Ein Ochinami. Both days are days of Yontif. And that's going to be the Rambam's Chiddush. We're going to see the Sugyas, and the Sugyas seem to reject this. And Tosus has a minhag like the Rambam, but he rejects that minhag as well. But from the Rambam's perspective, since the Torah combines these 2 days as one, within the context of Yontif, it would mean that Simcha and Mishteh should apply to both days for everybody. So if you don't mind making a Suda and a Mishteh for 2 days, you know, not just on Tesvav but also on Yudalid, then you want to go with the Rambam. If on the other hand, you know, you like 1 day is enough. You know, I have this debate with my Shver. When my Shver comes to Eretz Yisrael, he can't understand how can you have one Seder on Pesach. And I tell him, Shver, for me, one is enough. He says, no, you need another day. You know what I'm saying? So from the perspective of Simcha, he's right. But from the perspective of Marar, you know, I don't like 1 day of Marar is good enough for me. So the same thing applies to Sudas Purim. You know, if you can ask your wife about making a Sudas Purim for 2 days, you know, I think you're going to get a negative answer. I think. You know, a tzaddikus will say, yeah, let's make another Suda, another round. You know, but for most of us, One suit is enough.
Especially
but
the
right, and if you like a suit is for him, then you might advocate the Rambam's position. But in the sugya, as we'll soon see, the Rambam is very difficult, because although there is a pasuk and there is a habamina, the way the Rambam wants to go, but the Gemara seems to reject it. So we'll go through that in just a minute. But getting back to the Rambam is outspoken when he gets to Simcha Mishteh, Mishloach Maros, Matan Slavyonim, the whole kit and caboodle. He tells you that it's Yom Yudalid for the Bnei Hayoros, and it's the Yom Tesvav for the Bnei Akrochim. There's no overlap.
There's no other Rishon or other Shani that thing.
Oh, now, what about Adar Rishon? So the Rambam only mentions Adar Rishon once with regard to the Isur Hespeg V'Tainus. In other words, in Halach, yeah, here when we read the Rambam, we really have to make a distinction between Halach Yud Gimel and Halach Yud Dalet. Halach Yud Gimel is what I call Shnei Yomim of Purim, that means V'chol Adam V'chol Makom, and Halach Yud Dalet is 1 day of Purim, depending upon where you are. So in Halach Yud Gimel, when the Rambam's talking about Shnei Yomim, he talks about Hesped V'Tainus. And he tells you that there's an Isur Hesped V'Tainus on both days. He even goes back to Adar Rishon, and he's willing to impose a status of Purim, a quasi-status of Purim, as far as Isur Hesped V'Tainus on Adar Rishon. When he gets to Halach Yud Dalet, he says, and now he's beyond Hesped V'Tainus, now he's talking about issues like Simcha U'Mishteh, or Isur Malacha and the like, at this point the Rambam says there's no overlap. It's not 2 days of Purim, it's either Yudalid or Tesvav. You have to decide which group you belong to. And therefore there's no Sudas Purim or Simcha Mishta according to the Rambam both days. It's one or the other. When he gets to Malacha, he tells you that there could have been an Isur Malacha theoretically on Yudalid for the Bnei Ayaris, on Tesvav for the Bnei Akrachim, but we don't have an Isur Malacha on Purim. So again, Dr. Joel, I hope I answered your question, that the only mention of Adar Rishon is in Halacha Yud Beis, when the Rambam, in Halacha Yud Gimel, the first of the two Halachas, I don't know if I said the numbers right, but anyway, in Halacha Yud Gimel, when he talks about Hesped V'Taimus. Then we open up the Rambam, and we get a whole different perspective. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam is in Simon Tuf Reish Tzadi Hey, and he writes Chayov b'mishte uvesimcha k'tzas. We have to figure out what he means by k'tzas. B'shnei yomim yudalev v'tesvav. So again, maybe we could, you know, here in Yerushalayim, let's say on the 14th, maybe we could, according to Rambam, we could curtail the simcha a little bit. I don't know, Alan mentioned Adol Yoda, I don't know exactly what he means by k'tzas. And then he writes v'chein nog. And the Rambam doesn't flinch about this. He says Chayav. He doesn't even say Yesh Omrim. B'mishta b'simcha b'shnei yomim yudal b'tesvav v'chein nog. Like, he doesn't give you much room. And what I'm trying to prove to you is that from the sugyas and certainly from Tosfos, this is not. It's not what we call in Yiddish oisgahal. It's not. It doesn't stand. You know the slings and arrows of the Gemara itself. Now, if we fast forward to two more simanim to Tofresh Tzadi Zion, here the Rambam addresses the issue of Adar Rishon. Now, if he's addressing the issue of Adar Rishon, what becomes an issue now, according to the Rambam? Even Simcha Mishta. You see, if I would ask you what's the issue of Adar Rishon from the Rambam's perspective, the answer would be Isur Hespe Vitainis. But the Rambam has already broken new ground as far as Mishta V'Simcha, requiring Simcha Mishta on both days of Yudalit and Tesvav, even though one day is not really Purim, again, relative to where you are. Oh, if you're going that far, then when we talk about Adar Rishon, maybe you can talk about a Chiyuv Mishta V'Simcha on Adar Rishon. That would give us 4 days of Simcha Mishta. And guess what? That's exactly what the Rambam says. But here he mentions it in the name of the Yesh Omrim. And he says, Shachayav laharbos b'mishtu b'simcha b'yudalit sheba adar rishon. What do you notice about the Rambam?
Yudal.
He only mentions Yudal. So this is gonna just boggle our mind why he mentions Yudal. I mean, again, the Rambam Shitas who has simcha mishta on tesvav, and that's for everybody. Now he's extending that to Adar Rishon. So logically, if he's extending it to Adar Rishon with regard to Yudalit, that's what I meant to say, then he should extend the halach of Simcha Mishta with Tesvav as well. He should be consistent. And this kasha is going to bother us if we go back to the original source of the Rambam, which is here in the tour. See, I'm going to try to get this out of here without knocking over everything. Okay. And here's the language of the tour. This is Simon Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin. He says the following. Number one, he quotes a machlokas about the issue in the Rambam. That's when there's one Ador, as to whether or not there's an Isur Hesped and Tainus for everybody on both Yudalid and Tesvav. First he quotes the opinion Lekula, Yom Arbosam Chamisha Seshabad Rishon Mutarim Behesped V'Tainus. In other words, the only Isur Hesped V'Tainus is on your day of Purim. There's no overlap of Shnei Yomim. And he says the following, the Gemara has such a smara that we equate both Tesvav and Tesayin as far as the Easter has to be. Tanya's Hainu Dafka Kishikaru Bo HaMegillah. You know, where you're reading the Megillah, then there'll be an Isur Hespi V'Tayis. Avol Lo Kara Megillah Mutar BeHespi V'Tayis. That's the first opinion. Then he quotes the second opinion of the Tur. He quotes the name of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which I think is the Sman. And he writes that Asur BeHespi V'Tayis B'Chol HaShanim Afal Pishalo Kara Bo HaMegillah. Both days are generated an Isur Hespi V'Tayis for everybody, even without the reading of the Megillah on both days. So he has the Rambam Shita that there's an Isur Hespi V'Tayis on both days, and that's what he quotes in the name of the Rambam. Oh, then he writes in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, V'tzorech laharbos bo. Again, now he's talking about Adar Rishon. B'se'uda b'arba'asar. Abo b'chamisha sar kasa Rabbeinu Peretz ein tzarech laharbos bo b'se'uda. We begin to understand why the Rambo was very medayik in his lashon, and when he wrote in the name of the Yesh Omer, which turns out to be Rabbeinu Peretz, shechayev laharbos b'mishta b'simcha b'yudalid ba'adar rishon, he only mentions yudalid, and that we see here in the tour in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz. Now what confuses my mind is, what about a member of a krach, of let's say a city that was walled from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, that will read the Megillah on either Sheni on the 15th? Is there a mitzvah of Su'uda, of Simcha and Mishteh on the 15th of Adar Aleph? Yeah. If I assume no, the answer is no, because again he says Aval Chamisha Sarbo, he talked about Adar Aleph Ein Tzarech LaHarbos Bo B'Suda. Then the question is obvious. Why are we being inconsistent here? Why are we putting all our eggs into the Yudalid basket? The Beis Yosef perhaps touches on this, and he writes the following. Vagos Maimonios Kosa B'Shem Asmak Sha'olam Lo Nagu Lasos Mishteh V'Simcha Ki Im B'Yudalit Sheba Adar Rishon Afal Pi Shebat Adar Sheni Nagu Gam B'Tesvav Simchu Mishteh. So he's explicit in the name Rishonim, you know, he's talking about the Smak, that although the 15th requires a Suda and Mishteh, and I'm convinced that he's talking about the Bnei Ayaros here, because otherwise it's no Chiddush. Nevertheless, the 15th of Adar Rishon, we're not going to be knowing Simchu Mishteh. And the question is obvious. Why would if again, I can understand the following two positions very well. One position would say that if you're knowing Simchu Mishteh on both Yudalit and Tesvav of a regular year, where there's only one Adar, then let's apply that same yardstick to Adar Rishon. I can hear such a svar. On the other hand, I can hear a svar to say that no, we're only going to impose a Chiyuv Mishteh and Simcha on a regular Adar, that means one Adar, but not an Adar Rishon. And that would apply to both Yudalit and Tesvav. But here we have a crisscross, a distinction between Yudalit and Tesvav. And he's saying the following: I'm knowing Simcha Mishteh on both Yudalit and Tesvav on a normal Purim. So it means that Purim of Tesvav for the Bnei Ayaros requires Suda Mishteh. But I'm not going to go as far as to say that in Adar Rishon on Tesvav I'm going to require a Suda Mishteh.
Maybe he's only thinking of Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, they already knew.
Well, no. Maybe he's only thinking of the Bnei Ayaros. I don't know. That's what I would say. That maybe he's saying that the Bnei Ayaros, since they have when is that real day of Purim is on Yudalit, so maybe we're not going to go as far as imposing on them an Adar Rishon a Chiyuv Purim, meaning Suda and Simcha and Mishteh on Tesvav.
Because that couldn't be. The reality is the rove of of the world
right.
is
right. So maybe he's addressing right. the robe. But again, if you talk about Yerushalayim that has Purim on Tesvav with Suda and Mishteh, the full, you know, the full regalia, then L'chor, if you're going back to Adar Rishon, why should they be different than the Bnei Ayoros who are chayav in Suda and Mishteh, according to that goes my money is the name of the spark on Yudalid? They should be chayav in Suda and Mishteh on Tesvav. So I don't know what he means here. Is he just addressing, like you say, the role of the population? He's saying, therefore, we're not going to go as far as to commemorate Simcha and Mishteh on Adar Aleph on Tesvav. You know, Daibakach, that we've incorporated Adar Rishon in our Suda of Purim on Yudalit, but we don't have to go as far as Tesvav. Or is he saying that no one anywhere is going to be required, even though his Purim was on Tesvav in a regular Adar, he doesn't have Purim on Tesvav, as far as Suda Mishnah, on an Adar Al.
It sounds like that, because he doesn't even say, you know, HaMachmirim, we would do it. You know,
right, really right. If he's addressing everyone, and he doesn't make any distinction here between those who are Mekafes Choma and those who are not, then it's a very odd kind of halacha here, because we're being inconsistent. You know, we're willing to go back to the Rishon as far as Chiyuv Suda Mishnah, but only for Yedalit and not for Tesvav. That's the question. How does that operate, Ben?
Is the Lashon of Ein Laharbot B'Suda similar to Suda Katsat?
Wait a minute. Ein Laharbot B'Suda?
Ein Laharbot B'Suda Harbe. Can I hear that in the Suma?
Yeah.
And then earlier, the Rama writes Katsat.
Right.
Katsat. Is that like... Is that like a similar Lashon?
Right. But that still doesn't really address my question, because he starts with Tzarech Laharbos B'Suda V'Yedalit, and he's talking about Adar Rishon, and then he says, Ein Tzarech Laharbos B'Suda V'Tesvav.
But yes, a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. That's a good point, but again, it's not... What's relevant to me is, why make a distinction between Yedalit and Tesvav?
Now,
before we go on, let's just point out that this whole shita here of whether you call it the smak, whether you call it Hagos my monies, whether you call it Remain Parents, whether you call it the Ramah, the whole group is a very difficult approach to assume that this Simcha and Mishteh on both days of Purim for everybody. And not only that, to even suggest that maybe we should go back to Adar Aleph first, Chiyuv Simcha and Suda, it's against the Sugya. So let's just look at the Sugya HaGemara inside. Again, I'm going to try to put this, I have a bunch of Sfarim here on the table, I just have to find a place for it. So again, I hope this doesn't disturb anyone. So let's open up the Gemara to Daf Hei Omid Beis. And again, we're not going to go through every line in the Gemara, because we did that already yesterday, but I want to give you, again, the flavor of this sugya. And the Gemara says, this is about, I would say, about eight lines down from the top, that Rebbe publicly demonstrated that there's no Issa Malacha on Purim. So the Gemara wonders, what exactly did Rebbe do? And on which day of Purim did he plant this tree publicly? And the Gemara goes back and forth as to whether or not it was on Yudalit, because he was celebrating Purim on Tesvav, because he lived in Tiberia, and Tiberia is considered Bukefes Chomim Mos Yehoshua. Or perhaps Rebbe lived in an open city, which was a prazim, and therefore his Purim was on Yudalit, and he planted the tree on Tesvav. So be that as it may, at this point in the sugya, based on what's called Tani de Rabbi Yosef, we're going to derive the conclusion that when the Megillah says, and I'll read the pasuk to you, Al Kain, HaYehudim, HaPrazim, HaYoshim, Biyari, HaPrazos, Osim, Es Yom Arbaa, Salafarish Hadar, Simcha, Umishteh, Ve, Yom Tov, that Yontif means Iser Molacha, comes on Rebbe, and he says, okay, I know that there's an Issa Malacha. I know that Purim is Yontif. But that's only on your day of Purim. You cannot generate an Issa Malacha on both days of Purim. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What are you going to do with Megillas Tainis? Megillas Tainis explicitly tells you that Yom Arbasar, V'Yom Chamishasar, Yom Eidu Puri Inu, both of these days are days of Purim. d'lo misfad bahon, that is an iser hesped, which is derived, according to Tani d'Rav Yosef, from the pasuk that says simcha, simcha malamish asurim behesped. And now the brisa in Masechta in Megillas Tainis is applying this to both days. Both days are days of Purim. And the Gemara assumes that if you're applying the principle of Rav Yosef, that Simcha generates Asur Behesped, and therefore Yontov is Malamich Osir Basiyas Malacha, that it means, according to the Megillas Tainis, that both days are Asur B'Malacha for everyone. So we're still going to be very stuck with Rebbe. How could Rebbe publicly do malacha on one of the 2 days of Purim, depending upon what his status was? And Amar Rava, and Rava comes along and he says, no, that we don't accept an Isser malacha, we only accept an Isser hesped betainis. So let me read the Gemara to you. It says, Hani mili behesped betainis, aval b'malacha yom echad v'sulo. As far as malacha is concerned, even if I grant you that there is an Isser malacha based on the Megillas Tainis and the drasha of Rav Yosef, nevertheless, that's only 1 day Isser malacha. There's no 2 day Isser malacha. And therefore, Rebbe planted the tree on the other day. Now, at this point, what does the Megillas Tainis tell me that both days are days of Purim? Vis-a-vis what?
Simcha.
No. Well, it depends what you mean by Simcha. I don't know what you meant by Simcha. But what's explicit in the Megillas Tainis is as far as Hesped is concerned. There's no mention in the Megillas Tainis of anything but Hesped and Tainis. So what the Megillas Tainis is codifying is the status of 2 days of Purim, for everybody again, as far as the Isser Hesped the Tainis. The Megillas Tainis doesn't mention anything beyond that. And I'll tell you why it doesn't mention anything beyond that. Because Rava just told us that there's no status of Yontif on both of these days. And there's no Isser Malacha on both of these days. And there's only going to be an Isser Malacha on one of these 2 days. And therefore we are taking the Megillas Tainis and separating it, so to speak, from the drasha of Rav Yosef. Now, the drasha of Rav Yosef, although again, Rav Yosef doesn't address the issue of both days, but he tells you that the day of Purim is a day of Isser Hesped, it's a day of Isser Tainis, it's a day of Isser Malacha. What we're saying now is that what are we going to do to Megillas Tainis that equates both days? And the answer to the Gemara of Rava is that's only as far as Hesped the Tainis is concerned. Halimilba Hesped the Tainis. So when we get to Simchu Mishneh, if we could be, we could speak out of the Goron of the Rambam, the Rambam would say, there's no indication whatsoever from this sugya that Simchu Mishneh should apply to both days. And therefore the Rambam codifies the halacha that Simchu Mishneh only applies to 1 day, Markit Islay, Markit Islay. And the only din, says the Rambam, that apply to both days of Purim is the Isser Hesped v'Tainis. The Rambam, on the other hand, and again, all those who came before the Rambam disagree with the Rambam, as codified here by the Tur and the Beis Yosef, they all maintain, no, that there's a mitzvah of Simcha Mishneh on both days, even a Ben Ir on the 15th, even a Ben Krach on the 14th. And that doesn't seem to be indicated at all in this sugi. Tosfos on Daf Vav Amud Beis does mention the Rambam, not by name obviously, or the sheet of the Rambam, but he rejects it. So if you fast forward to Daf Vav Amud Beis, Tosfos in Rasko Rabbi Eliezer, he says, Yesh Noagim, there are those who have a minhag, Lasos Yimei Simcha Mishta, Bar Basar Uvechamishasar. And he's going to take this even a step further. He's going to apply it even to the Rishon, because the Gemara says here, actually it's the Mishnah, that Ein Bein Adar Rishon Ladar Sheni El Kriyas HaMegillah U'Matanis Lev Yonim. Don't be confused here by Matanis Lev Yonim. Matanis Lev Yonim is just an attachment to Kriyas HaMegillah, right? Einam Shalanim Tulis, right? But it seems that that it seems from the Mishnah that as far as everything else besides Kriyas HaMegillah, both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are equal. Right, that's the eight bains here, right? You tell me that there's only this distinction in one, you're implying that as far as everything else they're equal. So therefore the Yeshan Ogim says that apparently if the only distinction as far as Kriyas HaMegillah with regard to Simcha Mishteh, both Adars have the same status, and therefore we'll have to make a Simcha Mishteh on the 14th and the 15th, even of Adar Rishon. V'lo Nehira. Tosus rejects it. He says, the Ha Amrina Bigamara, as we saw earlier, that, and it appears here as well, Ha, sorry, I lost the place for a second, Ha Le'in Hespeh V'Titus, Zevezeh Shavin. That the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, V'shavin behesped v'taynis shasurim zebazet. It means that the Easter hesped v'taynis applies not just to Adar Sheni but also to Adar Rishon. Zoktosus, since the Gemara says that Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are equal only with regard to what? Hesped v'taynis michlal, I can derive from that simcha mishta leka, that there's no simcha mishta. So we have another sugya that would seem to contradict the Ramah. When I say the Ramah, I mean the Ramah and his whole seya, the whole group. And that on Adar Rishon, there's no Simchu Mishteh, because the Gemara equates Adar Rishon to Adar Sheni only vis-a-vis Hespek V'Tainus. That's another sugya that contradicts the Ramah. There's a third sugya that seems to contradict the Ramah. That's on Daf Beis, Amid Beis, because the Gemara has a hekesh between Zechira and Asiya. And the Gemara therefore proves that just like they read the Megillah in Krachim, Mukafis Chom Nos Yeshua on the 15th, so too all of the mitzvahs Hayom apply on the 15th. So Zechira and Asiya is a package deal. If that be the case, there's no Zechira on the 14th,
What do you mean?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This was yesterday's discussion. So, I guarantee in my public relations, you know, which I'm not good at. I do it once a year. I do some sort of, you know, what do they call it? Marketing, you know, to get people to come to my shiur. There are other people who do it almost on a daily basis. They take pictures and they put up posters, but I don't have the ability to do that. So I guarantee that every shiur is a separate unit. Why do I do that? Because if you can't come more than once a week, at least come once a week. But that's marketing. The marketing is on the borderline between emes and sheker. That's the Maral Miprag says that some people, you know, they think they're telling most of the truth. They just said a little bit of fabrication, and that's okay. So the Maral Miprag says no. Sheker doesn't tolerate any admixture. He says the fact that if you take the word emes and you pull out the aleph, it becomes mess. He says, even though you only change one aleph. He says, and he goes on to explain that sheker, if you add an aleph to it, was a little bit of truth. The aleph and the shin combined becomes aish. I mean, anyway, he has all these proofs to say that you know, a lot of people when they tell lies, they first tell you the truth. Even the Meraglim sort of, you know, they apply that diplomatic effort. You know, so there's a person in America who I'm sure you all know who I'm referring to. He wears the yarmulke. And he tells us, oh, our peace plan is going to be great for Israel because security of Israel is first on the agenda. Yeah, then it gets you excited, right? And then you hear the rest of what he says. And the Palestinians will have, you know, all the, you know, everything that they need. You know, as if they don't have everything they need under the Israelis. I mean, we give them more than what they ever gave themselves. But anyway, let me leave out my politics. So I really, Joel, have to apologize to you. This one part of the Shia today that we spent a lot of time on yesterday. I'll give it to you at the tip of the iceberg, and I know you're very brilliant, so you'll chat it even though you weren't in shiur yesterday. And that is that when the Gemara established a hekesh between Zechira and Asiya, it means that Zechira, which equals Kriyas HaMegillah, is always packaged together on the same day with Asiya, which means Mishteh, Simcha, according to the Havmin of the Gemara, Isar Molacha. Whatever is included in Asiya, that means Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim, that's the whole package called Asiya. And the Gemara is a hekesh between Zechira and Asiya. The Gemara needs this hekesh desperately on Daf Beis Amud Beis in order to establish that in the Krachim, they will read the Megillah on the 15th. The Gemara is a Havamina, believe it or not, that the Krachim should be reading Megillah on the 13th of Adar. But the Gemara says, nay, that since it says clearly in the Megillah that these days are observed, Yudalit for the Arim and Tesvav for the Krachim, as far as Asiya is concerned, then that drags along the Zechira. That the Kriyas HaMegillah has to go together with the Asiya, so that since the day of Asiya for the Krachim is what? The 15th, then the Megillah has to be read on the 15th. But in the light of this equation, the Ramah of Eseyaso become very difficult. Why? Because what are they doing here? They're telling you that we're going to read the Megillah on the 14th, that we're going to have Simcha Mishnah on the 15th. We're going to read the Megillah on the 15th, we're going to have Simcha Mishnah even on the 14th. That's impossible. Because that undermines the whole hekesh between Zechira and Asiya. And if you're talking about an Isra has to be the Tainis, that's already a different story. Then we're not talking about the real Hekesh of Asiya and Zechira. We're talking about commemorating the days. In fact, the Megillah's Tainis commemorates many, many days on the calendar, which have an Isra has to be the Tainis because of different great miracles that God brought about for Klal Yisrael. So that's fine. That doesn't undermine or upset my Hekesh of Zechira and Asiya. But if you talk about Mishnah V'Simcha, I mean, that's the guts, that's the kishkas of Purim. You can't tell me that we're going to read the Megillah on one day and have Simcha and Mishnah on that day. And then, on another day without Kriyas HaMegillah, we're going to call it a day of Simcha and Mishnah. That doesn't make any sense. Because then you're undermining the whole equation here between Asiya and Zechira. Are you with me? Okay, so that was, you just got about a half hour of yesterday's shiur in 2.5 minutes. Okay. Now, Rabosa, what I'd like to do, and we'll see if we can succeed, is to put Masechta Megillah for the moment on the side, with all our questions on the Ramah say also, because we have three different sugyas that indicate that Simcha Mishnah is separated, for the Yudalit guys on Yudalit and for the Tesvav people on Tesvav, and pick up Masechta Beitzah. Masechta Beitzah, amongst other things, addresses the question of Simchas Yontif. There are various concepts and definitions of Misamachta v'chagecha. One is called Chetz Yolachem, one is called Chetz Yolashem, one is called Kulalachem, Kulalashem. There's Rabbi Lezer, there's Rabbi Yeshua, a whole slew of different opinions as to how we should observe Yontif as a day of Yontif, as a day of Simcha. What I'd like to do is share with you the reading of a Rambam in Hilchas Yontif to define Simchas Yontif from the perspective of the Brisker Rav, and then see if we can plug in some of his understanding of Simchas Yontif into Purim. Okay, what is unique about the Rambam in Hilchas Yontif? Okay, these are world famous Rambams. Don't think that I discovered America over here. And everybody and their uncle talks about this Rambam. The Rambam wants to know if there's a mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha on a Doraisa level, even b'zman hazeh, after the Churban HaBayis. So you'll ask me, my high. I mean, that's an idiosyncratic question that doesn't get off the ground. Well, why should the mitzvah of Simcha apply only during the Beis HaMikdash? And the Rambam wants to know, does it apply even after the Churban? And the reason for that is because the Gemara Beitzah establishes a principle called Ein Simcha Ela B'Karban Shlomim. So when the Mikdash stood and they brought Shalmei Simcha on Yontif, they ate from the Karbanos of the Shlomim, the Bailim ate, not just the Kohen, and that was a Kiyum of the Samachta B'Chagir. Today we don't have the Mikdash. So maybe the whole enterprise of Simchas Yontif is only a rabbinic enterprise. So the Rambam comes to battle against that position, against that halacha. And the Rambam's mechadish a lot of chidushim over here. This is Perek Vav Milchus Yontif Halacha Yud Zayin. Should I say that again? 6:17. Shiva Simea Pesach Ushmona Simea Chag. Now when he says Shmona Simea Chag, he's not referring to Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. He's talking about Shmini Atzeres. Im Shar Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim Behesped Ubetainus. So we haven't yet up the ante here, jacked it up to Simcha. We're still on the lowest, as I call it, bare bones level of calling a day a Yontif and saying it's also the Hesli of the times. Then the Rambam goes way beyond that. V'chayav Odom Lios Bohem Sameach V'tov Lev Hu Ubona V'ishto Ubnei Beiso V'chol Anilvim Elov Shenemar V'samachta V'chagecha. So when the Rambam tells me that on all these days I am obligated to reach the state of Sameach V'tov Lev, myself together with my wife and my children and all the household, is the Rambam talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbanon? What word do I want to bold over here, highlight? Shenemar. Shenemar V'samachta V'chagecha. No bones about it here. There's no issue. In the Rambam, we're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa of Leo Sameach V'tovle. Frek the Rambam, he has a kash on himself. The afal pisha simcha murakan, he karban shlomim. When the Torah says V'samach V'chagech, it's referring to karban shlomim. And he tells you to look in Hilchas Chagiga. Zoktanamam, Yesh Bechlal Osa Simcha, included in that very Simcha, Lismoach Hu Ubonov Ubnei Beiso. And now we get to the bomb. This is a very unique Rambam. And the Rambam says, Kol Echad Vi Echad Karoilo. Right? You know, in English we differentiate between objective and subjective. How does the Rambam define Simcha? Subjective. And the Rambam goes into great detail. Halacha Yudches. Ketzad. Says the Rambam, Haktanim, Nosein Lehem Kloyos Ve'egozim Umigdonos. I tried it and it didn't work. They're not so into cereals and nuts. You know, today they have these very, very sophisticated magnets. Have you seen these construction, I forgot the name of it.
Magnetiles.
If you don't get magnetiles for your children, your grandchildren, you're off the screen, you're not on the radar screen, right? There are candies, as the Brits call it, sweeties, that might achieve this. But Kleos, I don't know. You know, that's not
true. Popcorn.
Maybe popcorn. Maybe. So what do you do for the women folk? V'anoshim kono lehem begadim. In the Shulchan Aruch it says begodim tzivonim. Okay. Now that's expensive enough, but don't stop here. V'tachshitim noyim. That could cost you a bit. You know, I always say that when my wife goes to Avenue J, if anybody knows Flatbush in Brooklyn, I have to do damage control for about 6 months after that. You know what I'm saying? Now, what are the men folk? What are we like? You know, you're not giving us kloyos and agozim. You're not giving us tachshitim and begodim and tzivonim. We need the real, you know, we're meat lovers, right? Says the Rambam. She'ein simcha ella bebasa. V'ein, okay, fine. There's a lot more to this Rambam, but not for us now. The Rambam talks about opening your house for the unfortunate, for the gerim, for the yisomim, for the almonos. And the Rambam says if you lock your door and you don't let them in to participate in your simchas yontif, then the Rambam says terrible things about it. That's not called simcha, it's simchas kreis. I don't even want to translate the words of the Rambam. They're too scary for me. Zok de Briskerov, an interesting chiddush. basically he says that achilas shlomim is, in the Rambam's frame of reference, just a means to an end. It's a maisa mitzvah, but that's not the kiyuma mitzvah. The real genuine kiyuma mitzvah is lios bahen, in the Rambam's language, sameach v'tov lev. Therefore, the Rambam has the right to assume that even if we don't have a korban shlomim, if we could substitute kol echa v'echa karoylo and achieve the same goal of sameach v'lios bahen, sameach v'tov lev, then that's the mitzvah doraisa v'samachta v'chagech. Are you following me so far?
And vice versa.
What do you mean?
It's clear, you see, by sukkahs that, you know, star putter in a sukkah, but isn't it star putter from all mitzvahs of
sukkah requires, I guess, kein taduru. It's a separate halacha. But again, if the Rambam is telling you that you have to discover, or if you're the member, you're the father of the household, you have to discover for your children, for your wife, and so on, what's going to do it for them. If it doesn't do it for them, you know, I don't think that that's a mitzvah simcha. The Rambam is not describing some sort of external action, you know, that's mechanical. The Rambam wants to get you into an action that brings you to the kiyum of simcha. What is the kiyum of simcha? Lios ben sameach v'tov lev. Says the Brisker Rav, listen to this chiddush, that the mitzvah of lios ben sameach v'tov lev is tamid. It applies to every moment of yontif. In other words, it's not just that at the moment I'm eating a steak or my wife is showing off her ring, you know. At that moment she's besimcha or I'm besimcha, and that's where the mitzvah is fulfilled. The action of eating meat or wearing the bgadim tzivonim, that's only a means to an end. The end is lios bahem sameach v'tov lev during the entire course of Yom Tov. So then, from the perspective of the Brisker Rav, what the Rambam is telling us here, two chidushim. Number one, that the day of Yontif, what makes it a day of Yontif? It's Simcha. That mitzvah of Simcha is not lost with the Churban HaBayis and the absence of Korban Shlomim. Korban Shlomim itself was just a means to an end. If we can achieve that end today in other ways, Yesh B'chal Osa Simcha, L'smachu Bonachal Echad V'Echad Karoyla. So the Rambam has the subjective fulfillment of simcha, because again the subjective element is only because, you know, what brings you to the state of simcha is not what brings me to the state of simcha, but the state of simcha itself is the mitzvah of samachta, and that's called lios ben sameach v'tov lev. And further, moreover, says the Brisker Rav, the day of yontif as the day of simcha means the entire day of yontif, every single part of it is included in this kiyum, this mitzvah of lios ben sameach v'tov lev, every single second.
Why isn't it the los hasev of malacha?
It's very similar to the los hasev malacha. Just like I would tell you that any minute, any second within the 24-hour period of yontif generates an isa malacha, and if you violate that isa malacha even in 1 second, it doesn't matter what you did. Same thing is here. The mitzvah of simcha spreads out and includes the entire day of Yom.
Yeah, why is
that's
the
brisker?
Why is the asa the docha the los asa?
Which los asa?
The malacha. The malacha you're doing.
I would say that the Torah is going to set up certain objective, you know, restrictions as to how and when you can fulfill simcha v'tov lev. You know, it's still, you know, we're still using the paradigm of korban shlomim. It has to be some sort of achila. That's the heter, you know, to say that I'm going to do things, you know, I'm going to kill someone in order to be besimcha because I hate the guy. Yeah, you know, that's even us the whole year. Right? Okay, so now Rabosai, let's try and see if we can take this definition of simcha and yontif and apply it to Purim. And what I'd like to suggest is the following. The Megillah says, again, I'll read it to you once more, Lios osim es yom arbas ha l'chodesh hador ves yom chamisha sarbo b'chol shana, that these 2 days should be observed as yomim tovim for all generations. Now I want to ask the following question. Is Purim a Yontif? The Megillah says that Purim is a Yontif. If Purim is a Yontif, then I have a mitzvah of Simcha and Mishteh. Let's apply the same standards. For 24 hours of Purim, I reach the state of Lios Bahem, Sameach, Vitov Lev. And every single moment of Purim, I have that cue of achieving Simcha. The action of the Suda, meaning eating basar and drinking yayin, is only a means to an end. That's not really what the Simcha is. The Simcha is Lios Bahem, Tov Lev, Sameach Vitov Lev. And that encompasses the entire day of Purim. But it all depends on whether I have imposed or classified the day of Purim as a Yom.
That's not Kiddush or Yom.
Just one second. We're just going to let you. I'm up to the punchline the whole shiur, so don't try not to derail me.
Okay, sorry.
I want to say the following. If you recall, the Rambam speaks about Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lem Chachomim. The concept of Purim, says the Rambam, is a concept of Zman, which means that the Chachomim, when they establish Purim, they establish it as a Yontif. It's a Zman. Oh, here I want to differentiate between Yudalit and Tesvav. If my day of Purim is Yudalit, then Yudalit becomes a Yontif. It becomes a Zman. And the Chachom established that this day of the 14th for me, because I live in Tel Aviv, is a Yontif. And therefore I am obligated in the mitzvah Lios Bahen Sameach V'Tov Lev. That's going to be an all-encompassing mitzvah on the entire day. However, if I'm a Tel Aviv and you ask me, what about the 15th? The 15th is not the Zman of Purim. It's not the Yontif for me. I'm only given one day of Yontif. The 15th is a day of Yontif for the Bnei HaKrochim, but not for the Bnei HaOrim. However, there could be, and this is what I think the Rambam is trying to convey to us, when I say the Rambam, you know who I mean, the whole group. There could be Simcha U'mishteh on Tesvav for a Tel Aviv, but not be din zman, not be din yontif, but simply as a maisa mishta, as a maisa simcha. And then I would pinpoint my cue to that very moment. I would isolate or restrict the cue simcha to that moment that I'm involved in achilas basar and shtias yayin. It's not all encompassing. The day is not a yontif for me.
So what's the machayev?
It works like this. When the Chazal instituted 2 days of Purim, what did they mean? So first of all, the basics. That's called Iser Hesped V'Tainus. That Iser Hesped V'Tainus, as we saw in the Rambam, is common to both days of Purim for everybody. And that defines Isurim of Purim on Tesvav for Tel Aviv and vice versa. Then we want to know, what about the next level? Can we jack it up from Iser Hesped V'Tainus and assume that Chachamim established 2 days of Purim for everybody, even as far as Mishteh V'Simcha is concerned? And the Gemara raises that as a possibility. The Gemara doesn't address specifically Simcha Mishteh, it addresses Iser Malach. And the Gemara thinks that we have a problem with Rebbe because he was Matei Malach on the other day, when the Megillas Tainus tells us that both days are days of Purim. Right? Yom HaPurim. And if they both are elevated to the status of a Yontif for everybody, and they both generate an Iser Malach. So the Gemara rejects it. And the Gemara says no. That what the Megillas Tainus has in mind is only what? Hesped V'Tainus. But not to set up 2 days of Yontif. The day is a day of Yontif for you on Yudalit, for him on Tesvav, and there is no Iser Malach on either of the 2 days because it's not Yontif. Hesped V'tainis is the basics, the bare minimal. That's true, and that's true for everybody on both days. But if you're asking me which day is the day of Yontif, and which day is called the Zman, that depends on where you are. And the Nafkamina is going to be first, Iser Malacha, and second, Simcha Umishte. This is before the Ramah. So it comes out that there is no Chiv Simcha of Mishte, of Leo, Samech, V'tov Lev, except on the day of Yontif. And the Gemara is now saying they never established both days as days of Yontif. It was Yontif for you and not for him. Hesped V'tainis is different. Oh, if that be the case, there's no Issa Malach on that day for me, and there's no Chiv Siud Tzu the Mishte on that day for me. That's the Rambam Shita straight away, straight out of the Gemara. But the Gemara is only focused on the issue of Yontif. Is this man Yontif? Tesvav for me and I'm a Tel Avivi, etc.? The answer is no. And that's why there's no Issa Malacha. And the Rambam says, therefore, there's no Chiyuv Mishtevesim. Comes along the Ramah and he says, and this is not a steer to the Gemara, that there's a different type of Simcho Mishteh that we accept upon ourselves. It's a minhag. And that is a Maisa Simcho Mishteh. It's not that the Yontif, it's not that the day is Yontif. It's not invested with the status as Yontif. You would never say that the whole day I'm required to be the Simcha. I have to eat and drink at one point during the day, and at that point in the day I'm a kind of minhag of Simcho Mishteh, but it's not the Simcho Mishteh of Yontif. And if that be the case, Rabbosai, let's take a look again at the sugya on Daf Beis Amud Beis. The sugya on Daf Beis Amud Beis establishes a hekesh between Zechir and Asiyah. So it's only on the day that I read the Megillah that I'm chayav in Mishteh v'Simcha. How can the Ramah tolerate that? The answer is the Gemara is only focused on the din of Yontif. The Gemara wants to know which day is Yontif, and the answer is if it's a day of Asiyah, I'm sorry, let's start the other way. If it's a day of Zechira, it's a day of Mikra Megillah, then it's endowed with the status of a Yontif. And the Mela Asiyah is dragged along as a package deal together with Zechira, and I'm chayav in Simcha Mishteh. The Gemara is not asking at all, addressing all a different question. Is there any sort of Simcha Mishteh on the other day? That doesn't violate the Hekesh. The subject of the Hekesh is the din of Yontif. Would there be a chiyuv to encompass the entire day of Tesvav for a Tel Avivi in Simcha? Leo spent Sameach v'Tov Lev. The Briskerov says that when the Rambam says Leo spent Sameach v'Tov Lev, it means Bahem the entire day. And that's because the day is endowed with the status of Yontif. Says the Gemara, no. That's limited. That's Markin Isle, if you follow what I mean by that. That's Zechira together with Asiyah, and Asiyah together with Zechira, never the twain shall separate. And therefore, the Gemara is telling you that as far as the Simcha of a Yontif is concerned, that doesn't apply on the other day where there's no Zechira, there's no Mikra Megillah. But the Gemara is not addressing Simcha and Mishteh as a Maisa Simcha, a Maisa Mishteh, of Achilas Yayin and Shtiyas, of Achilas Vasa and Shtiyas Yayin. That's not the subject of the Gemara. That's already the Ramah's business.
What says Machayev?
It's just the Minhag. The Minhag was that since this day is endowed with the status of Purim for half of Klal Yisrael, let's say, or I'm not going into percentages here, and as a matter of fact, it's an Issa Hesved V'Tainis is a package deal for both days for everybody, then let's go a step further and let's have a Maisa Simcha even on that day, because the day is special, it's unique. But that's only a Maisa Simcha. That's not a din of the day itself. The day itself is not endowed with the status of a yom.
That's why he says Ktsas.
Oh, could be that's what he means by Ktsas. The Ktsas means in part of the day. You know, you can have a great Simcha with eating meat and drinking wine, but it's only Ktsas. There's a cube that's targeted to that moment of time, and it doesn't spread to encompass the entire day. Now, let's see if in that context we can answer Tosus Kashan Davavam Beis. Tosus says, Velone Hira. I cannot accept this minog to make both days into days of Mishteh v'Simcha. Why can't I accept it? Because the Gemara says, v'shavim behesbe v'tainis. It doesn't say anything about Simcha v'Mishteh. Michlal says Tosfos to Simcha v'Mishteh leka. The answer is that this sugya is talking about the day of Purim as a day that's invested with the status of a yontif, and that generates Simcha v'Mishteh. As far as that is concerned, if we're going to, for example, ask about Adar Rishon, what's the deal with Adar Rishon? We're not going to say that Adar Rishon is endowed with the status of Purim, of a yontif, and therefore, when the Gemara talks about endowing, you know, Adar Rishon with some sort of status, it's only as far as Hesped V'Tainis is concerned, but not as far as Suda Mishnah is concerned. That doesn't have anything to do with the discussion of the minog of Yesh Nogim Lasos Mishnah V'Simcha. Lasos Mishnah V'Simcha means they can establish a Simcha and Mishnah on these days, but it doesn't mean that these days are elevated to the status of Purim and Yontif. If this be the case, Rabbosai, maybe, and here I need your help, maybe you could answer the kasha that we asked, what's the difference between Yudalid and Tesvav? How could it be that with regard to a regular Purim, the minhag of the Rambam, again it's based on Rishonim, is going to extend to Tesvav as well? So I'm a Tel Avivi, and I'm going to have a Suda and a Mishteh on Tesvav. Why? Because I'm going to have this Maisa Simcha on Tesvav. But when it comes to Adar Rishon, I'm going to only require this minog of a Maisa Simcha Yudalid and not on Tesvav. Maybe we could give this following answer. That if you have an endowment of Yontif to the day, so let's take a Tel Avivi on a regular classic Purim, on Yudalid, that day is the day of Yontif. It's a day of Leos Bem Sameach for Tov Leh that encompasses the entire day. Now we go to Adar Rishon. Oh, if you had a Yontif last year, on a regular year, on Yudalid, then the minhag is going to set up, again, we can't set up Yudalid and Adar Aleph as a day of Yontif, clearly not. But we'll set up a Maisa Simcha and Mishteh. But when we get to Tesvav, Tesvav, even on a regular Purim, is not invested with the status of a day of Yontif to generate a mitzvah of Simcha and Mishteh. It's only a Maisa Simcha and a Maisa Mishteh. So Tesvav, which even in a regular classical year where there's only one Adar, is not a day of Simcha. It doesn't make sense now to go back to Adar Rishon and set up Tesvav as a day of Mishteh v'Simcha. Do you follow? What I'm suggesting is that we can always go down through the minhag one notch, but we can't go down two notches. So in the case of Yudalid, where we started with what? On a regular Adar. We started with the Yom Tov, and it's a chiyuv that encompasses the entire day. Leos ben besimcha v'tuv leiv. Then, when we get to Adar Rishon on Yudalid, we can drop one notch down and call it a Maisa Simcha and a Maisa Mishteh, Shtias Yayin, Achilas Basar, because of the minhag. The minhag is capable of taking a day that would have been on a regular year, a day that's invested with the status, the full-fledged status of a Yontif, with a Chiyuv Simcha Mishteh that encompasses the entire day. Let's take that day, and since it's an Ibriyar, we're going to at least be Noeg Simcha Mishteh. So again, the Niyug of Simcha Mishteh makes sense in with regard to a day that potentially could have been invested with the status of a Yontif. When we reduce it through Minog, because it's not really invested with the status of a Yontif, we can at least latch on to Simcha Mishteh as a Maisa Simcha Mishteh. So with regard to Yudalid, that had it been a regular year, it would be a day that's invested with the full-fledged status of Simcha. Now I can drop one notch with regard to Adar Rishon and call Yudalid of Adar Rishon a day of a Maisa Simcha and a Maisa Mishteh. Similar to Tesvav, for a Tel Avivi on a regular Purim. That although Tesvav is not endowed with the status of Yontiv, because it doesn't have the Hekesh of Sechir and Asiyah, but at least take, since the day itself lends itself, potentially, at least for the Bnei Akrochim, to becoming a day of Yontif, at least let's commemorate the day with a Maisa Simcha and a Maisa Mishta. But when we get to Adar Rishon, and we're talking about a Tel Avivi, it makes no sense to say that he should observe a Maisa Mishta and a Maisa Simcha on Tesvav, because for him, even on a regular Purim, Tesvav doesn't have the status of Purim. It's not a Yontif. Ella, what, I want to commemorate it because it potentially is a Yontif, and it is Purim, at least for the Bnei Akrochim, then I can go ahead and say, let's commemorate it with a Maisa Simcha and a Maisa Mishta. But when we get to Adar Rishon, and Tesvav, for a Tel Avivi, then what are you going to tell me? That since, if it would have been a regular thing, it would not be Purim for me. But nevertheless, I would observe the day as a day of a Maisa Mishta and a Maisa Simcha. So now what? I'm going to take Adar Rishon and I'm going to say on Tesvav of Adar Rishon, I'm going to do what? It doesn't make any sense. If the day could have possibly on a regular Adar, regular year, could have been invested with the status of Yontif, then I can tell you on Adar Rishon, I'm going to drop one notch and call it a day of Simcha Mishta. That's what the minhag is going to. I'm going to commemorate the day which could have been, had it been a regular year, a day of Purim for me. But when I get to Tesvav, which even on a regular year would never ever be invested with the status of a Yontif, Haraya, all the sugyas that we saw, there's no Issa Malacha, and Megillas Titus only talking about Hespe the Titus, Haraya, that there's no Hekesh between Schira and Asiyah, there's no Priya Samagila. All these sugyas indicate that Tesvav for a Tel Avivi could never possibly be invested with the status of. So the Rambam said, and therefore dropped the whole idea of Simcha Mishta. Comes along the minhag of the Rambam, and he says, no, let's commemorate a day that really has within it the Zman of Yontif Purim, that could be called the Yontif Purim, and let's commemorate it, even though for us it's not the Zman, it's not the Yontif, with a Maisa Simcha and a Maisa Mishta. But when we get to Tesvav, in the case of Adar Aleph, Tesvav for me, as a Tel Avivi, is nothing. Even in a regular Purim, on Adar Aleph Beis, meaning where there's only one Adar, I would only commemorate Tesvav as what? As a Maisa, with a minig of a Maisa Simcha. There's no need, in the case of Adar Aleph, to commemorate the day with a Maisa Simcha. I'm only going to do that on Yudalid, because Yudalid, potentially, in a regular year, would have been a Zman of Purim, with a full-fledged Simcha, Dumya de Simchas Yontif, Sheyiva and Sameach v'Tov Lev, the whole day, that Simcha, I can somehow reduce, through the Minog, to a Maisa Simcha on Yudal, but that would not apply on Tesvav. Okay.
That doesn't answer for the Karachim.
So that's why I don't know. It's not clear to me. Remember, we had two readings. Is he just addressing most of the population, but he doesn't even bother to talk to you about the Karachim? Or maybe he's saying that as far as the Karachim are concerned, when it gets to Adar Aleph, they never accepted that Minog, because maybe because there's such a minute representation of the population. That I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Prima Gadim. I didn't get a chance to learn the Prima Gadim. Maybe we'll do that another day. Rabosai, I want to talk to you a little bit in this context about a Ran, the Suffolk of the Ran. The Ran wants to know, in the case of the Kfarim, the villagers, and when are they going to read the Megillah, Rabosai? On the Yom HaKnisa Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel, when are they going to read the Megillah? Meaning, Megillah reading has two parts to it. There's Laila and there's Yom. So for example, if you open up quickly to Daf Dalet of an Aleph, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, which is about, let's say, 10 lines up from the bottom of the Omud, Dalet of an Aleph. Chayav Adam Likros the Megillah Balayla Ulshanosa Bayom. So the Ran vacillates back and forth regarding the Yom HaKnisa of the Bnei HaKfarim, are they required to read the Megillah? This is one possibility. On the day, let's call it a Thursday, call it a Monday or a Thursday, but they're not required to read the Megillah Balaila.
Sunday night or Wednesday.
So on Sunday night or Wednesday night, they're not required. Well, no. Oh, Dilma, let's give them the whole kit and caboodle. Let's require them to come into the cities the night before in order to read the Megillah the night before. By the way, this is on the side. Let's not get sidetracked, but the Ran himself, it's not clear who's actually reading the Megillah. There's one thrust of Rishonim who say that the Kfarim, they don't have a Megillah reader. They're not on that level. So they need the cities, not only because there they can gather together for whatever purpose they're gathering together to sell their produce in the markets, whatever it be, and they can hear the Megillah reading. But not only that, they don't have their own built-in Balkore. So they need one of the city slickers, you know, the gigantic scholars of the city to read the Megillah for them. That's not clear. It could be that, and this may be a discussion for another time, that the Ran assumes that even one of the Bnei HaKfarim could read the Megillah, and therefore in certain cases, they'll read the Megillah back in the Kfar. But be that as it may, do they read the Megillah in the city on Yom HaKnisa on both Leil Yom HaKnisa or only on the Yom of Yom HaKnisa? The Ran vacillates back and forth on this question. So I was thinking the following. We have a hekesh between Zechira and Asiyah. The exception to that rule is the Bnei HaKfarim. The Bnei HaKfarim will read the Megillah on Wednesday, for example. They'll go back to the Kfarim on Wednesday night, and they'll read the Megillah, and they will, on that Thursday, they will have the mitzvah of Simcha U'mishta. Because Thursday is Yudalit. I forgot to tell you that, right? I left out the most important point. So Thursday is Yudalit. They're going to read the Megillah on Yud Gimel, which is a Wednesday.
If Purim is on Thursday, that could come in anyhow. It's Monday, Thursday coming
right,
in. So Purim is on Wednesday or Friday. So.
So they're coming in. They're coming in on Thursday. Oh, so if they're coming in on Thursday, let's say the Megillah reading would be normally on a Friday or whatever it is. I mean, you got to go into. So what I'm wondering is the following. Perhaps when the Rambam says Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem Chachamim, right? Let's read it again. It's the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid. The Rambam says Ezu Zman Kriyasa Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem Chachamim. Now it's interesting. At this point in Perek Aleph, he has not yet introduced Simcha U'mishta. That's only going to come up in Perek Beis. So at this point, Perek Aleph is totally exclusively dedicated to Kriyasa Megillah. And the Rambam's question was, Ezu Zman Kriyasa. And here's where the Rambam invokes the principle of Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lahem Chachamim. So I'm thinking out loud, is it possible that what the Rambam is implying is that there may be two dinim of Zman? There's a din of Zman that encompasses everything, what we call Zechira and Asiyah. And then there's another din of Zman as far as Megillah reading is concerned. And it could be that in the case of Kfarim, for example, we're going to separate between the two. That as far as the Kfarim are concerned, their Asiyah will be on Yudalit back in the Kfarim. That's when they're going to eat Asudas Purim, that's when the Chayiv Mishlof Manos. However, as far as Kriyas HaMegillah is concerned, the Rabbanu will be sakin a different Zman, but maybe it's also a din of Zman. Perhaps the Ran is vacillating on this point. Is there a Chal Hashem Zman Purim as far as Mikra Megillah in the case of the Kfarim? If there's a Chal Hashem Zman, then it should encompass the entire day, as we saw by Simcha. Right, that we said Yidalit for the Bnei Hayoros is Shia Behem Sameach V'Tuv Lev the entire day, like the Brisker Rav says about V'Samachta V'Chagecha. That's because the Zman of Purim is on Yudalid for the Bnei HaYoros. What about for the Bnei HaKfarim? For sure, you can't say that Yom HaKnisa is the full-fledged Purim because they can observe the Asi of Purim on Yudalid, back in the Kfar. So it's only as far as Mikra Megillah is concerned. So now we've already split between Zechira and Asiya for the benefit of the Bnei HaKfarim. It's a special takana. The Gemara is going to vacillate back and forth. What gave the Chacham the right to make that special takana? The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah never knew about this distinction. And in Bez Nacher Yochel Levatel as Divrei Chaver Elam Kein Gadol Mimenu B'Chok B'Minyan, the whole sugya over there. But is it possible that for the benefit of the Bnei HaKfarim, they established a day of Purim as far as Zechira is concerned? So that the Bnei HaKfarim, and now I'm beginning to get Cheshek to live in a village, right, have 2 days of Purim. I don't mean 2 days Yudalid Tesvav. What I mean is the Yom HaKnisa, they have a day of Purim as far as Zechira is concerned, and then on Yudalid, they'll have a day of Purim as far as Asiya is concerned.
What about
says the Ran, there's an afkamina. The afkamina will be, do they read the Megillah at night? If you're going to tell me it's a Zman Megillah, that this is Yud Gimel, let's say. I'll give you an example. It could be an Aleph, Yud Beis, but let's say Yud Gimel. That Yud Gimel for them is Purim as far as Zechira is concerned, as far as Megillah reading is concerned. If that be the case, then it encompasses the entire day. You know, like in Kriyat Shema, you have to read Kriyat Shema twice a day, the Shofak of Kumecha. In Purim, the entire day generates two Kriyas, one Balayla and one B'yom Shofak of Kumecha. So they get the whole kit and kaboodle because they, Chazal established a Zman for them. The Zman of Purim, as far as Kriyas HaMegillah, is going to be on Yud Gimel for the Bnei HaKfarim. If the Zman encompasses the whole day, then they're obligated in Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. The other way of saying is no. Purim remains Purim. The fact that they could be Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah on an earlier day, that's a separate takana to alleviate their headaches and allow them to fulfill the mitzvah Megillah of hearing the Megillah on a different day. That day is not Purim. It's not even Zman as far as Megillah reading is concerned. And therefore the Rabbanan say that it's enough for you to read Megillah by day.
What about my Matanus HaMegillah?
But Tosaf Yonim always goes together with Kriyas and Megillah. That's called Flo Yachid.
But the problem is that then the Bnei Krachim, the Kfarim rather, the Bnei Kfarim, are forced to give Matos Lev Yonim in a city that they don't belong in.
You're asking a technical question. How do we engineer it? Let's assume that they had emails or they had, what do they call that social media?
Facebook.
And then Facebook. So we're going to send out a message to all the Lev Yonim, and they check their Facebook, especially Purim time. And on Facebook it says that the Bnei HaKfarim are coming in today to read the Megillah. Pounce on them and make sure they give you my Tanis Lev Yonim.
Yeah, that means they have to come.
We'll have to engineer it somehow and notify them. But here, Rabosai, we're running out of time. I want to share with you the Mordechai. And believe me, tomorrow, if we get a chance, we'll read the Mordechai inside. The Mordechai wants to know, this is wild, is there any possibility of reading the Megillah for you and I? We're not villagers, let's say, on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. And then he goes a step further. Is it possible that for you and I, we could be Yotzei the Kriya HaMegillah, Shmiya HaMegillah, Kriya HaMegillah, even before Yud
Aleph?
Okay. So where is he coming from? And what situation is he talking about? So there's a Gemara in Psachim, which I'm about to get to in my 8:30 class, called Hayotzei B'Shayorah. And the question is, he's leaving his house before Yudalid ben Nisan, and the question is, can he do Bedika earlier than Yudalid ben Nisan? So the Gemara says that for the sake of facilitating Bedikas Chometz for a Yotzei B'Shayora, they established that he could do Bedikas Chometz the night before he checks out on time. He's going to be on a big ship going out to the far east. The night before he... How do you say in English? Lights? Is this such a word? Departs? The light before his departure, he does the Bedikas Chometz. So the Mordechai wants to know, is there a parallel halacha of Yotzei B'Shayora with regard to Kriyas HaMegillah? I won't be there on Purim, I'll be on a yacht, I'll be on an ocean liner, and there's no question that I won't be able to hear Megillah. Did they make a takana that he could read Megillah earlier before he departs? And he goes through two stages. First, he asks about Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and he says, for sure, to the same extent that Chazal made a takana to alleviate the hassle on behalf of the villagers and allow them to be mekayim the mitzvah Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, the same thing is going to apply to Yotzei B'Shayorah. But here he pulls a fast one. What happens if he's Yotzei B'Shayorah before Yud Aleph? Is there a possibility, asks the Mordechai, we'll see it inside, to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah before Yud Aleph? I mean, the Mishnah only allows Yud Aleph to the Tesvav. There's nothing before Yud Aleph. So he quotes the Yushalmi. And the Yushalmi says, darshaning the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, it says, HaChodesh HaZeh Shar Nefach L'Sosan L'Simcha. I don't remember exactly the Nosan of the Miyagin L'Simcha, whatever it says there in the Pasuk. What word should the Yushalmi be emphasizing?
HaChodesh.
HaChodesh. Says the Yushalmi that during the month of Adar, it's a month of Simcha, and if need be, you could read the Megillah during the entire month of Adar. So this is wild. A person is going out on a cruise, and he has all the reason to believe that, again, you know, when you say the word cruise today, it automatically conjures up some sort of fun kind of trip. You know, you're going to Alaska to see the glaciers, and then wherever you're going on a cruise, you're going to Vihaista, Greece, or to the fjords in Finland, wherever you're going, right? But that's not what I mean by cruise. I don't have my time at all. What I'm talking about cruise is I mean a person who has to make a living, right? He belongs to Shevet Zvulun, Al Chof Yamin Yishkon, and he's in trade, he's in commerce, right? That's what most of the Jews were involved, many of the Jews were involved in during the so-called golden age of Spain, right? They were at the heads of industry, of import and export, and even today, especially among Sephardic Jews in America, import and export. Oh, so he's got to go away on a trip. It's a long trip, and he's got to leave way before Yud Aleph Ba'adar. And on this trip, he will not find anyone who has a Megillah or anyone who could read the Megillah for him. And the Yushalmi suggests that in such a case, the night before he departs, he reads the Megillah. Here, Rabosai, I think we're approaching a third Madrega. What do I mean? There's one Madrega called Yudalid and Tesvav. There may be another Madrega called Azman of Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, only vis-a-vis what? Kriyas HaMegillah, for the Kfarim. Right? It's not Purim. It doesn't engender Simchas Purim, because that we're going to have to wait till Yudalid. But it is a Zman, and the Ran has it side to say they'll have to read the Megillah not only by day, but even by night. Then we have a third Madrega. And this Madrega, I think, is not Zman of Megillah, but rather, it's just a way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. And even though the Yerushalmi bases itself on HaChodesh Asher Nefach Miyogin L'Simcha, it doesn't mean that any day in Adar, or even the first half of Adar, is endowed with the status of Zman. When the Rambam says Zmanim Harbe Tignu Lem Chachonim, he means the Zmanim of Yudalid, of Tesvav. We might be able to add Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel for the B'nai HaKfarim. But here we're talking about HaChodesh. HaChodesh, that's already a different thing. That's the Yerushalmi telling you that there is a possibility of reading the Megillah, and it's not Bizmanehem. It's not one of the Zmanim of Purim. It's simply Chodesh Adar. That Chodesh Adar is connected, so to speak, to Purim. There's enough Mitziruv, and therefore you could be Yotzei the mitzvah of reading the Megillah even before Yud Aleph Ba'adar. Okay, we'll discuss this more at great length there tomorrow. Okay, then? Okay, so we'll hold on to those pages. Okay, if you want to give it to me, or if you'll hold on to me, I'll be happy if you hold on to it, but I don't want to take it.
Just in case I have a problem tomorrow, I'll let you never know.
Oh, I see.
And you discussed it all, why the Purim is so different than everything else. Because I worry about that everybody should be able to do it. It's not that way in general.
What does it remind you of in Hanukkah that we discussed again?
Yeah, about what? Hanukkah, you're talking about
that they were worried about everybody. So
Mishra Beis.
Yishuv.
No, but I'm saying, which, you know, obviously we start with Yishuv Beisam, but where do we find Chachom in Chanukah that their heart went out for someone who Lechora doesn't have the option of Ner Chanukah?
Yeah, I mean by Absinai.
Birchas Harbon. Stay ready for Asmanis. But even before we get to Asinai, the very institution of Birchas Harbon, Tosus thinks that they should have made an equal, a parallel takana for mezuzah. That if I see your mezuzah because I don't have a house, I should be able to make a bro.
Right. That's right.
How'd you manage, Rich?
It's not my finest job, but I think it'll do very
well. It'll hold up? Well, thank you so much. It's supposed to smell, or it's...
Otherwise, it doesn't count.
Right.
But no, under pressure, I don't do my best work, but it's...
Okay, thanks.
Maybe
I just thought you didn't spend too much time on it.
I was thinking that Purim maybe is something different entirely, because Purim is a yontif of the individual, not the klal per se. Because even the danger of death was from your neighbor. It wasn't from an army. That wasn't the gezeirah that the army was going to come and kill you. There was the, your neighbors. They gave a shush to every neighbor.
Give out arms, you know.
Yeah. So
it's like the terrorists.
Exactly. So the
terrorists might live next door to you.
This was reshus for anti-Shemites. So because of that, we want to make sure that each person could always be able to have
fulfill the mitzvah.